Question: have your thighs ever rubbed together, creating a rash because of friction? Chafe is no joke, but thanks to MegaBabe, it's also no problem. Thigh Rescue is the anti-chafe stick made for chafers by chafers. Get MegaBabe's Thigh Rescue and experience what 10,000 five-star reviewers rave about. Thigh Rescue stops chafe. With one sold every 30 seconds, you better run to MegaBabeBeauty.com.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing? Welcome to another bonus episode of the Stall It podcast.
Yeah, it's a very special one as well.
Very, very special. Because?
Drum roll.
Brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
We're getting too much from.
Acting the maggot.
Acting the bollocks.
I wouldn't characterise it that way myself. And on Wednesday we'll discuss in a little more detail a few issues I've had with your behaviour in my absence.
Sorry. Yeah, it was liberating to be left off the leash a little bit though. That was
I went on a fucking mad one.
You did. You lost the run of yourself, didn't you?
Yeah. It's them eyes, man. They control me. Your eyes control me. I know. It's just
disturbing.
Yeah. We had fun with the substitute teachers.
You did.
Free class? No way. You can watch a film, so. We didn't watch any films, though. Do you have any good listener questions for us, producer Owen?
Yep. There is a series of emails have come in from Glenn.
A series?
Because Glenn has been listening from the start, and sometimes we get more than one a day. Glenn is just emailing us as he goes. So he's like, episode 25. Joe mentioned during a DMT trip, it lasts an hour, which feels like a lifetime. So Glenn's question there was, how do you know you're not just living through a trip right now?
Oh, fuck.
Maybe this question was created by your mind to subliminally help you come through the trip. What's Glenn's other one? Yeah, so Glenn first emailed us a week ago. I only started listening 2 days ago. Big fan of both your sketches. Never gave the podcast to go. 14 episodes in 2 days.
14 episodes in 2 days.
He says, if producer Owen does read this out, I look forward to coming across it in 140 more episodes. What else did we get from Glenn? Episode 28, where you're talking about going on the computers in school. Glenn wants to know, do you remember the screaming beans? You click these little beans on the screen and it squished them. And it would make the beans scream.
No. Don't remember that.
I remember Free Kick Fusion, though.
I remember Granny's Garden.
Then on episode 30, Glenn tells us Joe mentions getting a handyman out to do odd jobs, one of which was hanging the outdoor light. I think we all remember that one. Through Joe's own admission, the reason for this was that Joe himself couldn't correctly hang the light. However, on a previous episode, Joe mentioned that he had argued with a man who cleaned his garden about breaking that light. Mm. In this episode, Joe was adamant the garden cleaner was at fault and that the light was perfectly secured. So Glenn has picked up on an inconsistency in your story here. I like this. So Glenn's question is, does Joe not feel guilty ripping off the garden fella when he was just doing an honest day's work? So what Glenn is, I think, making a very good case here is that you claimed that lamp was absolutely well secured to that wall before the hose, before the jet of water hit it and destroyed it. Yeah. But you then later admit that you had done a very poor job putting it up.
I'm trying to recall now if the lamp actually fell off the wall or if he just put, like, he was power hosing the windows. And the lantern that's outside the front door is very delicate. And he power hosed that. And I think he just smashed the glass. Like, he put the glass through. He put the whole glass, all every there's four sheets of glass around the lantern, and he put them all through. The glass went into the fucking garden. It was so intense.
I know all this, but
what's he asking?
So there's no.
He's asking that Joe is claiming that it wasn't. It was all the fault of the man with the hose. And Glenn is pointing out that Joe has admitted he couldn't properly secure this lamp on his wall. So it was a poorly secured lamp.
But it didn't fall off the. Did it fucking fall off? I can't remember if it
long
fell off.
Or not.
Yeah, you said it did. I think.
What was episode 40?
Yeah, Glenn is working his way through them. Yeah.
Is Glenn, Glenn's only listening.
Glenn won't hear this yet. For a while.
You've a long way to go, Glenn.
Okay.
When we get there.
James says he heard Joe.
Anyway.
There's new stipulations, by the way, just for the, obviously all the listener questions come in, still have, they have a go with Joe. That's kind of a tradition that we have had here for quite some time. That is changing on Wednesday. Is that right, Darren?
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out.
We'll see how it plays out, but you've...
They love me.
Your stomach is rumbling and it's actually echoing around the room.
I'm starving. I'm starving, boys.
What did you eat today?
Scrambled eggs and two rashers.
So did I.
I more cooked them, what? So they were crap.
I had that as
did
well.
You toast with it?
No.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
And an Actimel I had.
You come in here eating that. You had a croissant.
I had that as well. But I had an omelette and an Actimel.
I didn't have an omelette.
Why aren't you eating anymore?
I am eating. It's just on days like this, it's... I need to be eating constantly. What did you have to eat today?
I had ham and cheese croissant.
I had loads. A bit of porridge for breakfast. I had the croissant with him.
He had salmon on it.
We went for croissants.
A fucking salmon croissant.
That's not important.
Raw salmon.
It was lovely.
Nice.
It was raw. Smoked salmon.
That's more food than I'd have in a fucking day.
I'd bring
day.
A banana a lot of days with me. Yeah, well, see, that's why every time we sit in here, your stomach is rumbling.
I had an orange as well. I had one of the oranges.
You sound like that fucking sandworm in Star Wars. That's what you sound like.
A little bit.
What's that called?
You're talking about Jabba the Hutt. It's a booba dooba dooba.
Anyway, that's what he sounds like.
Doesn't matter.
Sounds a bit like Jabba the Hutt too. So, James just heard you mention Joe casually, as always, as he puts it. That you claim you could last three rounds with a UFC fighter just by running around the ring.
Yeah.
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 James is very sarcastic for the rest of his email. His point being, this is a professional UFC fighter and you think you could outrun him for 15 minutes in a confined space.
Yeah,
we the head off you.
You've never seen it happen.
James has suggested that he fully supports this idea.
Oh, yeah.
And he thinks we should organise a charity night in which you... He suggests three different UFC fighters. I think that's maybe a bit much of an ask. Let's even just do one three-round fight.
With Kiefer Crosby.
Kiefer Crosby. Two is in Noctagon. And you just have to outrun him. If you outrun him,
you're
you
fucked.
Win.
You're fucked. Gone.
I'd take that on.
We would make a lot of money for charity.
I'd take that on. You wouldn't catch me. Run around for 5 minutes. It's fucking easy, man. It's an easy game. I mean, not to win, like I'd lose the fight ultimately, but I'd go to three rounds. You can't hit a moving target. You just can't, like, it's physically impossible. So just keep moving.
You can hit a moving target. If someone's running, you can fucking land a box, like.
It'd have to be a real fluky one, though. If Kiefer Crosby caught me with a dig, it'd have to be a lucky shot. It's the only way he'd catch me.
Oh, God.
Okay, next question for you.
Yeah.
Go for it.
From Kian.
Kian, that works here?
No.
Oh, well.
Would you rather be just thirsty enough that you always feel that kind of thirst when you need a drink, even after you've had a drink, or always feel like you're just a little bit too full every time you eat? The feeling when you think, fuck, I shouldn't have eaten that last bit. So a little bit too full or a little bit thirsty all the time?
A little bit too full, maybe.
I got a little bit thirsty. That feeling of a little bit full is...
Oh, we can get past that, though.
The thirsty? Or the full?
When I'm full, I just keep eating anyway, so...
When I'm full, I just want to go to sleep.
No, I'll just be like, I'm after spending so much money on this and I'm going to have to eat it all, even if I feel sick.
But you feel like that after your first bite of anything? Yeah. Or is it just constantly you feel like that?
It's when you eat, you get that feeling of fullness.
Straight away?
Yeah.
That'd ruin the food, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you wouldn't enjoy the food.
But the slight thirst, that might send you demented. Always a little bit thirsty.
Just always a little bit thirsty, no matter how much you drink. Like
thirsty, yeah.
The thirst to kill you.
I'm a little bit thirsty now. I feel like it'd be just
I feel like I'm always thirsty anyway.
Yeah, you famously don't drink enough water, though.
I've started.
You started walking and drinking water.
2 litres a day. No.
Big news about you going on walks coming this Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm also selling hash.
That's nice. Yeah, you're giving that one away now.
What are you missing? I do be thirsty in my house, though. My house is very warm.
Do you be?
they'd be fucking parching. Wake up in the middle of the night like that.
Jesus Christ.
Is that very loud?
That wasn't even in the ears and that was very loud.
So I just wake up in the middle of the night and be like,
sandpaper tongue.
Licking the walls and all.
Taking the paint off the walls.
Trying to get the condensation off the roof. Yeah, I'd probably go with the thirsty one then. Just because I didn't really know how to start there. If it was like, you feel like that as soon as you take a bite. So yeah, I'm thirsty anyway. Thirsty now, so I could probably deal with.
Live with that.
Live with that. And have a munch and be happy with that. Yeah.
Okay. Really thought about that there. And the last one from Liam. What's your favourite planet?
Earth.
Boring.
Oh. Jupiter, because that's where the aliens live.
Better.
Mars.
That's good.
Mars bars are nice.
Uranus.
Yeah.
Does it have to be in the solar system?
Yeah, Mars or else Pluto.
It's not a planet.
What's it?
Yeah, it used to be. It's gone now.
Still a planet. Still up in fucking space as a big ball.
It's a dwarf planet.
It is described on Wikipedia as, yeah, a dwarf planet, but the 10th most massive known object to directly orbit the sun.
What about
it's
the sun?
It's a big thing.
The sun?
It's a big rock. It's not a planet. It's the sun.
Should be a planet.
Andromeda. Because that's where
that's
we're going to
be.
The
new one, isn't
it? Galaxy.
Is that a galaxy?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Andromeda.
Andromeda, Mirror. I was going to take you to Andromeda.
Oh, that was in fucking Frigga. Yeah, I'll just go with Mars then. It's the first one I thought of. It's okay. What's your favourite planet on?
I'd go with...
Can you name all the planets?
No, I haven't a brace.
Mercury, Jupiter, Neptune, Mars, Earth, Saturn, Uranus.
In order, can you do them in order?
No. Oh.
That would be impressive. If I was in like sixth class, I'd get it in a heartbeat.
Oh, I did get them all. No, Venus.
I'm your Venus.
I'm your fire.
Oh, actually, I want to go with Venus because that ad is good.
Sexy.
Legs.
Shaving our legs now.
Legs and all.
She doesn't even have hair.
Oh, Venus then, yeah. Because to the legs and the blazers and all.
I think you went with every planet.
Yeah, I like all of them. So fuck off.
Robert.
Right. Thank you very much for listening to a bonus episode of the Stala podcast. If you have any questions, send them to stala@goloud.com.
Tell us your favourite planet. And we'll get back to you.
Poor Liam won't send in another question now.
Ah, that was a nice little question.
Nice, Liam. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Liam. Liam's also a great name. So there you go. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Can I go get food now?
I got a bit of fish.
You can smell it.
I got a bit of fish for the house. I got it yesterday off the monger. Fishmonger.
Just scale it yourself.
A bit of ray.
Oh, good man.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Lovely bit of ray. Lovely bit of ray there.
Head on. Guts in.
No. Oh, yeah. Big ray.
A ray?
No.
No.
Fresh from the chipper then?
No.
The wing.
The wing
or the long?
Both sides has fish on it and you scrape it.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best.
Ray is the business.
Ray is the best fish. Ray is the best fish.
It's a human name, so it's hard to take a seriously.
I know I used to go to school with a fella called Ray, and every time I looked at him, I thought of that piece of Ray.
Yeah, lovely bit of fish. Smoked Ray.
I used to have Ray every Friday in my ma's gaff.
I've never had Ray in the chipper, because it's always out of stock. But I cook
Ray shouldn't be battered.
No, I just cook it in the pan.
With a bit of flour. Flour, yep. Dip it in flour. Try a bit of that, would you?
I'd have a bit, yeah.
I'll bring you in a bit of Ray.
And a bit of curry sauce.
No, yep. Yeah, that's...
Spice bag Ray. Oh,
Spice Ray.
Spice Ray.
Because you're saying it's a texture of
Ray
chicken.
Ray is great.
Ray bag.
Is Ray
it
man.
Expensive?
No.
No, Ray's cheap.
Same price as
Ray's
the rest of it.
Fish in your fishmonger.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Caught low. I got a smoke cod and a Ray for, I think it was £9. Big. Oh, your man knew me as well. Your man knew me.
The Darren Conway discount.
This the Darren Conway fella getting a bit of Ray. I was like, yeah. He's like, I was talking to McGuckin at EP before.
No way.
Yeah, he said he's a rapper. He was talking to you at IEP.
Oh, okay.
Right, go on.
Can I get a bit of Ray off you?
Fish is great.
Fish talk. Fish talk.
Sponsored by Bird's Eye.
Winkles.
Whopper.
Yeah.
I'd sit here all day talking about fish.
€14 for a bowl of mussels, but the meat wouldn't even fill a spoon.
Mussels, now you're talking. You get a kilo of mussels for £3.
Oh, you get kilos of mussels at least every 2 weeks. It's not just in the net.
Yeah.
£3. Boom.
Throw them all in the pan together.
Chili, garlic, oil. Whip that up. Prawns.
Prawns, yeah.
Oh, fucking prawn cocktail. Thousand Island dressing.
Jesus.
A bit of lettuce in a glass. Boom. Happy Christmas. I'd love a bit of fish.
We go off to out now.
Now. Right now. Talk to you on Wednesday.